It was the worst terror attack on British soil in over a decade. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris. With Mission Network News, we'll be talking today about the bombing attack in Manchester, England, and share how you can be praying. Also listen to hear a female chaplain's story of ministering in prisons. It's news you won't hear anywhere else today on Mission Network News. This week, the world mourns with Britain after a bombing attack on Monday that targeted young concertgoers in Manchester, London. The explosion hit the foyer at one of the concert arena's exits where young audience members were gathered. At least 22 people were killed, 59 others injured. A dozen victims were under 16 years old, some even elementary aged. Many people around the world watched by video this deadliest terror attack on British soil since the London bombing in 2005. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs.
First thought is obviously for the families of those who have lost loved ones, especially thinking of losing young people, teenagers. Just what a horrible thing this is.
ISIS has claimed this bombing attack, although the connection has not been verified. ISIS has given a call to arms and encouraged radical Muslims to carry out attacks like this.
This may be a situation where somebody was inspired by ISIS, even if they didn't necessarily have a direct connection or receive, you know, training or arms or whatever from ISIS. They were clearly inspired by the ISIS ideology.
As the church, we weep with those who weep and pray that those who mourn can find hope in Christ. You can find more prayer requests at missionnews.org. As the Muslim holiday Ramadan begins this weekend, Michael Thompson of One Way Ministry says Christians have a chance to respond.
We absolutely need mass global prayer for a mass global issue. And it all has to be rooted in love.
And just as Muslims will join together in unison for Ramadan, Thompson has a plan to bring Christians together in prayer.
Because of technology and the internet and communication tools, the church can unite like never before to pray in unison for the Muslim world.
Enter PrayerCast, a branch of One Way Ministries.
Every single day for 4 weeks, we will be praying in unison with people all around the world by watching a video that highlights a nation or a topic.
Each participant will receive daily emails covering Libya, worship, Somalia, Psalms, and more. To sign up, text Ramadan to 22828 or follow the link at missionnews.org.
The greatest turning of Muslims to Christ in history is happening now. Everywhere Islam exists, people are being drawn to Jesus. And it's happening in direct correlation to increased movements of prayer.
You're listening to Mission Network News, and today we end our broadcast with a story about prayer, partnership, and compassion. Sarah Heaton is a female chaplain at Forgotten Man Ministries, which is currently sharing the gospel in 35 county jails across the state of Michigan. It was her own experience that prompted a partnership with Set Free Ministries.
I started at the jail years back and went through my own freedom appointment at Set Free, and it made such a big difference in my life. I could see that we really needed it in the jail, so we started praying about it.
God answered those prayers, and eventually a joint effort between Set Free and Forgotten Man was underway to share a message of freedom in the jails. Heaton says many of the troubles facing the women she works with are very similar.
I would say probably 90% of them were molested as children. Probably 90% of them have drug issues. Probably at least 75% have been involved in prostitution, and most of them don't know who their Heavenly Father is.
Every Monday, Heaton is joined by Sue Dunn and Jody Songson, volunteers at Set Free, to meet with a dozen women to talk about life, painful burdens, and the freedom found in Christ. Stay tuned and we'll learn more about these three women through the week on Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. Do you like stories that help you pray about the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.